Matt Bevan is here taking a look at what's making news around the world this morning. Very good morning.
Morning, Hamish. Look, the relationship between the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the United States has been complicated for many years. In the wake of the 9/11 bombings, which were conducted primarily by Saudi citizens, the Bush administration deliberately drew itself closer to Saudi leadership, with the President George W. Bush striking a personal relationship with the now former Saudi Crown Prince Abdullah.
A strategy by some would be to split the United States and Saudi Arabia. It's a strong, important friendship, and he knows that, and I know that, and we're not going to let that happen. So he's been very strong in the condemnation of terror, for which I'm grateful.
Barack Obama was more of a critic of Saudi Arabia, though as president, he protected the kingdom from liability for the death of 9/11 victims and supported the kingdom in their fight against Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen. US President Donald Trump, though, has been very open about his reasons for supporting Saudi Arabia, even as they have been accused of war crimes in Yemen, and the Crown Prince has been accused of directly ordering the brutal murder of Washington Post journalist and US resident Jamal Khashoggi inside the Istanbul consulate last year.
They've been a great ally. They spend $400 billion in our country over the last number of years. $400 billion, that's 1.5 million jobs. And they're not ones that, unlike some countries, where they want terms. They want terms and conditions. They want to say, can we borrow the money at 0% for the next 400 years? No. Saudi Arabia pays cash.
And over the weekend, the relationship with Saudi Arabia has again been called into question after a Saudi Air Force student in pilot training murdered 3 people and injured 8 others in a shooting attack at a Navy base in Pensacola, Florida. The White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien was asked on CBS overnight whether this was a terrorist attack.
My point is, it looks like terrorism. We'll have to see what the FBI investigation shows, what its motivations were. The Saudis have promised full cooperation with the investigation. We're going to take them at their word. And the FBI is very competent in doing these things. They'll get to the bottom of it, and we'll have a full report. But my point is, it looks, from what we're seeing in the public reports, that this looks like something that's terrorism or akin to terrorism.
A U.S. official told the AP that the shooter hosted a dinner party earlier in the week where he and 3 others watched videos of mass shootings. Subsequently, one of the 3 students who attended the dinner party was seen recording video outside the building while the shooting was taking place, while 2 other Saudi students watched from a nearby car. The official said that 10 Saudi Air Force students were being held on the base, while several others were unaccounted for. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, says he thinks Saudi Arabia needs to pay some sort of compensation to the families.
But obviously the government of Saudi Arabia needs to make things better for these victims.
President Trump says he has spoken to the King of Saudi Arabia and that they will be supporting the families of the victims.
The King will be involved in taking care of families and loved ones. He feels very strongly. He's very, very devastated by what happened, what took place. Likewise, the Crown Prince. They are devastated by what took place in Pensacola. And I think they're going to help out the families very greatly. But right now, they send their condolences. And as you know, I've sent my condolences. It's a very shocking thing.
President Trump also read out a letter that he had received from the King.
The King said that the Saudi people are greatly angered by the barbaric actions of the shooter, and that this person in no way, shape, or form represents the feelings of the Saudi people who love the American people so much. So that was just given to me by the King of Saudi Arabia. And I can tell you it's a horrible thing that took place. So I just wanted to let you know that was from King Solomon.
But was it an act of terrorism? Was it a conspiracy involving more than one person? And should Saudi Arabia have screened these Air Force personnel better before they were allowed on a US base? The US Defense Secretary Mark Esper isn't saying, but he did say this on Fox News about the student filming the attack.
I also was told that some 1 or 2 were filming it. What's unclear is, were they filming it before it began, or was it something where they picked up their phones and filmed it once they saw it unfolding? That may be a distinction with or without a difference, but again, that's why I think we need to let the investigation play out.
But I mean, that would not be a normal response, to film one of your colleagues who's shooting Americans.
I don't know. I'm not trying to pass a judgment on it at this point in time. You know, today people pull out their phones and film everything and anything that happens.
Meanwhile, Hamish, at least 43 people have been killed in a fire in a factory in New Delhi. Rescue workers say dozens of workers were sleeping inside the multi-story building at the time it caught fire. Firefighters say the factory had no fire safety certificate or fire equipment available. India Today reported overnight that a manhunt was on for the owner.
The fire broke out due to a short circuit. Police is claiming that the owner of the four-story factory that was operating illegally in a residential area, and that owner is now absconding. An FIR has been registered. Raids are being conducted to nab him.
We understand the owner has now been arrested. Another terrible story about a factory fire in India. Hamish, unfortunately, an extremely familiar one.
Matt, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Hamish.